Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, there have been many claims about the influence of dietary habits on the symptoms of arthritis, from giving up certain vegetables to adding in particular supplements. But does any of it work? Well, Louise Reynolds is a dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute and is with me now. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire. So nice to talk to you.
And you and people who are dealing with arthritis, with the pain, the stiffness, the swelling, you're probably going to try anything to relieve those symptoms. But what is the evidence around diet and arthritis and the link between the two?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's no magic bullet. And I think it would be great if we could say, eat this food and it will improve your arthritis, or avoid this food and it will also help. So it's just very difficult. And also, there are so many different types of arthritis, and there's not one size will fit all. So people will have to kind of play around a bit. But we do know that what you eat can help, and by making small changes. And for each person, it will be different. This week is National Arthritis Week, so that's why we're kind of busting myths around, you know, arthritis, because there's a lot of misinformation. The first thing would be, you know, for osteoarthritis, that it is associated with weight, and if people are carrying extra weight, by losing some weight, that will definitely help. But of course, not everybody with arthritis is living with overweight. So it's, you know, rheumatoid arthritis is more inflammatory, psoriatic arthritis, so many different types of arthritis. And I think the first thing is that people really need to look at their overall diet, back to the kind of things we're always talking about. You know, lots of fruit and vegetables, they contain antioxidants that can help. Looking after your bone health, because obviously your bones in arthritis are also under pressure. Very often they can be affected by medications. So there's so much in it, really. But I think, you know, the first thing is, if somebody has osteoarthritis, we do know that weight loss can help to reduce pain if you're living with overweight. So that's the first thing, kind of have a look at the healthy eating guidelines. And that would be, you know, eating more fiber, eating more vegetables, and cutting back on the kind of very sugary processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier said than done, though, Claire. We know that as well. You know, it's not straightforward. And of course, people with arthritis might find it more difficult to exercise at times, even though we know exercise is really, really beneficial. So it can be a little bit of a catch-22 for people.
But that's the general advice across the board, is to try and eat healthily and reduce your weight if you can. But are there certain styles of diets, Louise, that might be better than others?
Yeah, there's, well, the Mediterranean type diet, there is a lot of research that has gone into that particular type of diet. And again, it's often called the a sort of a low inflammation diet. And that kind of appeals to people. They're thinking, well, maybe that will help my arthritis. And the key thing in there would be the healthy fats. So we're talking about the kind of olive oil, so the monounsaturated fats, avocados, those kinds of foods, they would be, have been shown to be more beneficial than a diet which would be higher in saturated fat. And also fish. Now, we know, you know, we've often spoken, Claire, about the benefits of fish oils in the diet, but they do seem to be, and there is good research that has shown they can help some people with arthritis by reducing general inflammation. They may even reduce the duration of morning stiffness. Some people with arthritis can feel very stiff in the morning. So it's a good idea to include oily fish. So the fish we're talking about would be salmon, is the most common one people think of. But people might forget about things like mackerel or herring or trout. And you can buy those pre-packaged, you know, kind of a cooked mackerel fillet you can buy in the supermarket. You can add that to a salad, really lovely for lunch with some whole grain bread. Because sometimes people don't want to cook a mackerel. They think it's a lot of work, or, you know, it smells out the whole kitchen, or, it's, you know, people might think, oh, I don't really like those oily fish. But you can buy even tinned sardines. Really popular, really nutritious.
Yeah,
and an easier way.
I know the mackerel you're talking about, it's the smoked mackerel, isn't it? You can sort of flake it into a salad, and it is lovely.
Exactly. It is lovely. And, you know, you can buy that. It normally comes in a pack of two fillets. And that can be quite expensive, you know, maybe €4, €5. But if they're, you know, that would do you for your lunch for 2 days, or if there are two people in the house, that would be a nice lunch with, you could make a lovely salad with that. And again, you're getting in lots of colourful vegetables. Again, eat a rainbow. Lots of different colourful vegetables are high in antioxidant vitamins, and they can be really beneficial as well in terms of just kind of getting all of those to look after your cellular health, you know, to look after the cells in our body. They need small amounts of lots of different antioxidants. And that's why when you talk about rainbow of vegetables, each different colour tends to contain a particular type of chemical phytonutrients. So, for example, the purple vegetables are going to be higher in something, and maybe the green vegetables will be higher in something else. So have a look at your plate. You know, anytime you sit down for lunch or dinner, have a look at your plate. If it's very bland looking and very beige, that's a sign, you know, get more colour in there. So whether you're having just carrots and broccoli, or for a snack, including some, you know, kind of colourful fruits and vegetables as well, is a really good idea.
Listen, I know you prefer people to eat the food rather than take the supplements, but let's take the example of the oily fish. If we have somebody listening to this who has arthritis and just can't bear to eat it, can they take the omega supplement, and will that do the same job?
Yes, you can take a supplement. And again, the supplements should contain EPA and DHA. That's the chemical names for what actually the fish oil contains. And between about 500 to 1,000 milligrams, you know, you don't need to take huge amounts. And also, sometimes people with arthritis tend to take lots of different supplements. Now, you need to be careful about that, because you could be doubling up on something. And it's not a case of the more the better. You know, there is a limit to how much of these supplements we should be taking. And also, they can interact with medication. So I think it's important that when you're going to see your doctor, that you do bring along whatever supplements you're on, and make sure that, you know, have a little look at the labels, that you're not doubling up. The other source of omega-3s would be the plant-based sources. So things like chia seeds, again, kind of a relatively new food, but quite popular, or flaxseed and linseed. They're the same thing, actually. I think linseed is kind of the older name for it, but flaxseed, they're high in omega-3s, the plant-based sources. So if you like to sprinkle those seeds onto a yogurt or onto your breakfast cereal or a salad, they're really, really nutritious. And I think that's a good idea for people to have. They're also high in lots of other trace minerals and vitamins as well. Mm-hmm. So seeds are a great idea to include as well. And if you're including them, introduce them slowly at first, because they can have impact on your gut. And also, some people with arthritis, some of the medications can cause gut problems, and also they may have other kind of other conditions going on as well. So just introduce those foods slowly, but they can be really beneficial and a good way to get the omega-3s as well.
You and I were talking on the program about intermittent fasting, that, you know, I think you came to the conclusion that it is a good method for some people, but it doesn't have any magical powers. Well, John says that he started intermittent fasting 2 months ago and now has no pain whatsoever from his osteoarthritis. Mm-hmm. Works for some people.
Yes, and maybe he has, maybe he's lost some weight, which, you know, would certainly help as well. And we did talk about with the intermittent fasting that it's because you've got a smaller window to eat, so you're not maybe doing the snacking on the sugary, you know, or the savoury foods late at night or whatever. But look, that's the thing about arthritis. Maybe people should keep a food diary. Can be a good thing as well, because, you know, something might work for somebody and not work for someone else. And if you do make a change and you see a benefit, stick with it. Once you're not cutting out a whole food group, you know, if you're just cutting out one or two foods and it works for you, that's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes keeping a food diary in the kitchen and jotting down what you've eaten, and then you can say, oh, well, I feel better now. Or if you're trying a new supplement, try it maybe for a month. If you don't notice any difference, you know, if it's something that's supposed to cause, you know, improvement, then you can stop taking it. So don't feel you have to stick with something. But just do check. If you want to check with a registered dietitian, again, we've spoken about that before, make sure you go to see somebody who's qualified. I'm also doing, for National Arthritis Week, I have a webinar today, Claire, to talk more about this at 12:30, actually, in half an hour, if anybody wants to register on the Arthritis Ireland website, they can, because we'll kind of talk a bit about more about this. But it can be daunting for people, and it can be a shock diagnosis, and the pain and the flare-ups can be difficult for people as well. Another tip would be, if you have a flare-up, you're not going to be chopping vegetables. And so frozen vegetables are really handy to have on standby, and you can add those into foods that you're cooking. But, you know, the flare-ups can be very difficult for people, particularly if their hands are involved.
Okay, well, that's a good idea, you know, to have the chopped vegetables on standby. I'm just going to give details again of that talk that you're delivering today in about half an hour, because I know it will be of interest to people who are experiencing arthritis symptoms.
Yes.
So it's Arthritis Ireland and yourselves at the INDI, and you can register for the webinar at arthritisireland.ie or indi.ie. And Louise is speaking today about nutrition and arthritis at 12:30, and you can log on and have a listen. Louise, thank you so much for joining us on that one. That's Louise Reynolds there from the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute.